Hello there, this is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us on Radio South Tyneside, your caring community radio.
Here we go!
Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King.
Your part.
Stop endures forever, for He is good, He is above all things.
Stop endures forever.
Sing praise.
Stretched on. Stop endures forever, for the life that's been reborn. Stop endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise.
Forever.
Forever, God.
Newcastle Cathedral was lit up on the evening of the 3rd of June this year when it hosted a Beacon event. It was one of 10 such events highlighting a global prayer movement called Thy Kingdom Come. The organisers, the Archbishops of Canterbury and York, had invited Christians of all denominations to make a pledge to pray between the 25th of May and the 3rd of June in order to ask God specifically for the empowering of the Holy Spirit and to be more effective witnesses. The cathedral that evening looked bright and cheerful, with coloured spotlights and beautiful banners, and the atmosphere was electric. The hymn you've just heard, Forever God is Faithful by Michael W. Smith, opened our worship that evening. I'm sure there must be some patients listening in today in hospitals all over the Northeast who would have loved to have been there. So, in our programme today, you'll be listening to the hymns and the address of that evening, and one or two prayers I've added so you can experience the whole evening. There was an abundance of bishops in attendance. Bishops from Newcastle, Berwick and Durham, and one from Norway called Bishop Ingeborg. And we also heard several speakers from local churches telling us about what God was doing in their communities. Lou Fellingham and her band Fat Fish led the music that evening, but I don't have a recording of them singing our second hymn, How Great Thou Art. But let's go for the next best thing. Here's Chris Rice with his version.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on a cross my burdens gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art.
My favourite hymn was next in line that night. It's a very moving hymn, very much loved by many Christians all around the world. It's by Matt Redman, and it's called 10,000 Reasons, or Bless the Lord, O My Soul.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. To find some blessed love.
I do hope you're singing along with all these hymns and songs and that you feel uplifted by the words, just as the congregation were uplifted that night in Newcastle Cathedral. This next hymn was Wholly Yours, and it's all about Jesus Christ dying in our place for our sins. Here is Lou Fellingham and her band, who led the worship that evening, singing that song, which is also on her album, Fascinate.
Place, bore my disgrace, stood in the face of the enemy. Love raged against sin, fought to the death, conquered the power of darkness. When love made the exchange, once there was wrath, once I was lost to depravity. Now you've opened the grave, giving yourself to save. I'm wholly yours. I'm held by the power of your love, Jesus. I'm wholly yours, and nothing can tear us apart. Living for only Jesus, only is mine. I'm hidden in Christ. I can depend on your goodness and come, knowing I'm safe, knowing your truth, trusting the promise you'll never let go. Fear has no hold. I'm free in the joy.
Prayer is our foundation, and prayer changes things. This sentence was stressed over and over during the course of the evening. We all had one more song to sing before we listened to what the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, had to say to us by video link. The next hymn was one called Our Hope is Built, written by Edward Mote, who became a Baptist minister in 1852, and who served as such for 21 years. He was also a cabinet maker who became a prolific hymn writer, composing more than 100 hymns. My hope is built on nothing less.
My hope is built on nothing less.
Yeah.
So here is the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, speaking by video link at this Beacon event in Newcastle on the 4th of June 2017. He was calling all God's people to a life of prayer.
There's a lot about this job that stops you getting too self-important. I remember being at some event, one of my colleagues heard someone in the crowd whisper, "Isn't that the Archbishop of Canterbury over there?" And the person's friend hissed back, "Nah, too short." When I meet Jesus Christ at the judgment, I know one thing. He isn't going to care what size of archbishop I was, or I think whether I was an archbishop. What matters is that I loved him and sought to follow him, and above all, that I trusted in him alone for my life and my future. Because the most important thing I've ever done is to become a follower of Jesus. I took my first steps with him about 42 years ago. Over those years, he's been a faithful friend, a sovereign Lord, compassionate, forgiving, my ever-present Saviour, everything in my life, the heart and foundation of all I am. Through the hardest and most painful times, and in the best and most joyful times of my life, Jesus has walked alongside me. He's never left, even when I've wanted him to. When I felt ready to give up hope, he picked me up, and it's his love that has healed me and strengthened me. Following Jesus has been the core point of my life, and that's one reason I want everyone to hear his voice calling to them and to learn what it is to find his love, his call, his direction, his purpose. That's why I'm pledging to pray for more people to know the life-transforming love of Jesus Christ. And that's why I'm asking you, along with every Christian community around the world, to join me in pledging to pray as part of Thy Kingdom Come.
You may have heard me mention Northumbria Community before, but they led our intercessions that evening with this next piece of music being repeated at intervals as we prayed. I don't have a copy of the prayers that were said, but instead I'll read you one by Elizabeth Baxter, taken from Worship Resources for Pentecost.
We have come to be sought by you, just as we are, we come. We have come to seek you, O God, just as we are, we come.
Spirit of fire, inflame in us a passion for justice and equality, that we may know the cleansing of our prejudices and fears, and proclaim your freedom boldly, caressing your earth with humility. Spirit of compassion, infuse us with your longings for wholeness and happiness, that we may reach out to those who are hurting and disordered, enfolding one another with your love and tenderness.
We have come to be sought by you, just as we are, we come. We have come to seek you, O God, just as we are, we come.
Spirit of wisdom, be within us in our journeying, gently guiding us along right paths, that we may be led towards transformation and new beginnings in our world. Spirit of gentleness, touch us anew, releasing in us all that we're afraid of, that we may know your acceptance of us and freely accept and embrace others.
We have come to be sought by you, just as we are, we come. We have come to seek you, O God, just as we are, we come.
Spirit of power, hold us in our powerlessness, that we may know your strength and become a voice for the voiceless, healing for the wounded, and empowerment for the weak. Spirit of judgment, be tender with us and show us your mercy, that we may humbly learn of you and not be afraid to be your prophets in the world.
We have come to be sought by you, just as we are, we come. We have come to seek you, O God, just as we are, we come.
Spirit of comfort, draw near to us all in grief, confusion and pain. In your graciousness, bring hope, consolation and renewal, that many may look up and discover you in the midst. Spirit of dance, be our playfulness, that we may leap and laugh and enter your joy. Give us confidence in life and assurance in death.
We have come to be sought by you, just as we are, we come. We have come to seek you, O God, just as we are, we come.
In those prayers, we were also given a piece of string and invited to tie knots in it to represent various countries in need all around the world. We were then told to put the knotted string around our wrists like a bracelet, so we could be reminded daily of the need to pray for these places. Following the intercessions, we sang There is a Redeemer, written by Melody Green and sung by her husband Keith here on radio, followed by a chorus from the hymn Light of the World by Tim Hughes.
There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Jesus, my Redeemer, name above all names, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, oh, for sinners slain. Till the work on earth is done. When I stand in glory, I will see his face, and there I'll serve my King forever in that holy place.
One speaker had this to say: in prayer, we're not trying to overcome God's reluctance, but laying hold of his willingness. So this morning I'd like to challenge you to make a habit of praying regularly, even just for 5 minutes each day, and to take a few seconds to be still and rest in the presence of Jesus. Prayer changes things and inspires us. You never know, you may be surprised in a few months' time when you look back and see that many of your prayers have been answered. The final hymn that evening was Be Thou My Vision, but I must say I've never heard it sung at this speed or rhythm before, The nearest I could come to the way in which we sang it that evening was one I found sung by Rend Collective. I really hope you've enjoyed the music and the message from that night at Newcastle Cathedral. God bless you all, and bye for now.
You are my vision, O King of my heart. Nothing else satisfies, only you.